Religiosity can complicate our relationship with God, and it can feel more like a heavy burden or boxes to check than a deeply personal connection with our Creator. We are also surrounded with messages that tell us that our value is in our ability to get things done, while at the same time saying that we as women shouldn't stand out or draw attention to ourselves. My name is Emily Lewis, and you're listening to the Abundant Grace Podcast. For 26 years of my life, I felt like it was my responsibility to keep God happy by doing all the things. I was desperate to be good and to belong. So I exhausted myself by checking the boxes and squeezing myself into the expectations of what others and what I thought God wanted from me. But when I learned that God loves me unconditionally and with radical grace, that allowed me to let go of toxic relationships with the church and myself. Now, as a beloved daughter of God, a wife, a mom, a kids ministry pastor, a speaker, and a worthiness coach, I am confidently living the life that God meant for me. I'm here to help you overcome beliefs that are no longer serving you so that you too can live a well-rested life, ask for what you want, confidently expect to receive what you're worth, and have deep, authentic relationships with God, yourself, and others. When you are grounded in God's grace and own who He says you already are, it opens up the door for the abundant life that Jesus came to give us. I'm Emily Lewis, and I'm so glad you're here, friend. Hey there, friend. Welcome to this episode. I'm so glad that you're here. Today, we're going to talk about the power of letting yourself be misunderstood by other people. I'm going to give you a couple stories because it came up a couple times for me recently, and it was so funny. Not funny. I was like facepalm moment funny of, oh, I can't believe that's what I was doing in this situation. So I'm going to tell you the stories, and hopefully it encourages you to just let yourself be misunderstood. We absolutely cannot control how other people perceive us. And when we talk about projection and how so many times how people respond to us has more to do with them than it does to do with us, we can release our trying to come across a certain way or for them to experience us in a certain way. So I was having a conversation with someone and she was being rude to me. I was texting her, inviting her to something that made her angry that I had invited her to it. And she was being condescending and rude, but the way the conversation was going, I wanted to keep responding and be kind to her and kind of give her some more grace. And I actually ended up asking my sister, I was like, how would you respond to this conversation? Because I'm not trying to change her mind. I'm not trying to get her to see things the way that I am. I just want to like be kind. And while it might have been gracious of me to be giving her the benefit of the doubt on the way she was talking to me, as I was processing it out loud with my sister, I realized my goal in the situation wasn't necessarily to help that person be kind to the next person, maybe who's in her messages, having a conversation with her, or helping her see a different perspective. Like, that wasn't my goal. My goal wasn't even to continue having a friendship with this acquaintance. My goal had turned into making sure that she knew that I was kind, making sure that she knew that my motives were love and to bless her. And I was trying to control and shape how she saw me by the response that I gave her every time that she snapped back with something rude. Now, this doesn't mean that we can't be kind or, you know, press into responding even when someone else is not being kind. What it means is that maybe we can walk away and just kind of let ourselves be misunderstood. It literally has way more to do with them than it does with us. The way that they're perceiving you has so much to do with their own ish, and especially, or their own goodness. It works both ways, let me be clear. But when people are not understanding your motives, it says a lot about what they would fear in this situation if the roles were reversed. It says a lot about maybe their own motivations when they do similar things. And usually, if a person is going to respond that way, they're not super self-aware to realize that that's what's happening inside of them. So they're just kind of spewing their own hurt and their own fear onto other people. So we can let it go. As much as we want people to know that we are standing for good things or whatever you want people to respect about you, that you're a good mom, you want people to know that you have it all together, or you want people to know that you're coming at a situation from a place of love, or whatever matters a lot to you, we can't always control how people see us. Now, what's funny is as I was chatting further with my sister, this same conversation, this came up again, and I'm going to give you this second example too, because it helps when we hear other people say it and we can see it in our own lives when somebody else voices something. And this is such a good episode that exemplifies that I don't always have it together. I'm not perfect in this area. I'll probably say this again in a soon episode, but when I started in the online space, I really felt like it was my job to have the answers for my niche, for my topic. And that was such a, to the detriment of my own growth and the detriment of me being just really authentic about the struggle. And it's not about having it completely figured out. It's about knowing what to do when things happen that trigger us. It's about knowing what to do when we're presented with that situation or we find ourselves down a path that we don't want to be. Do we have the tools to get where we wish we were instead, or where we believe we're supposed to be instead? So later on in the conversation, my sister and I were just chatting about like places you might want to live, right? And I don't know if anybody else does this, but where I get growing up in my hometown, or still being in, yeah, of course I grew up in my hometown. That's funny. But being in the same town for your entire life, sometimes there's just lots of things that come with that. I probably need to do a whole episode on that too, because I have really good stories to share with you. But when we are in a place where we've been a while, sometimes we get anxious, like, I want to leave. I want to go explore. I want to go somewhere else. I want to go where people maybe don't know me. And that's what I said. I was like, I want to go somewhere where I can kind of not reinvent myself, but reinvent the version of me that people know, like, so that the first impression is completely different. And I know that that's not super, super healthy, but it is there. It's just is like, oh, if I could go almost like start over, we feel like we want a clean slate. And as I said that, I was shocked because it came out of me that I basically want to control what other people think. I want to be able to control other people's perception of me. And that is crazy, right? That it just came up two times in one conversation and I was listening because it seems like a lesson that I needed to hear. And I wanted to pass this on to you to just give you the permission and reminder to let yourself be misunderstood. Not everyone is going to understand your mission. Not everyone is going to understand you. Some people are going to look at you and what you're doing triggers something in them because they don't have that level of freedom, or they are afraid of showing up the way that you're showing up. So they are going to project onto you what their experience is, and we can't change that. And when we think about how little we know about other people's lives, how very little we actually know. I mean, I think about even Bill. We've been married 11 years and we live together. And there are still some things that are in his like inner world, the way he is experiencing the world, whether some of the fears or the priorities or whatnot, that I still don't know. Isn't that kind of crazy to think about? Yet when we see someone going through something, we think, oh, this is how I would handle it. Or, oh, that's why they did what they did. And we kind of put together the pieces that we don't know, and not always recognizing that that's what we're doing. We're assuming that we know the pieces in the middle without even realizing we're assuming. And people are doing that to us too, where they think they know what we're walking through, or they think they know why we're doing what we're doing, and we cannot control their reaction to us. And it's a futile effort to try to make sure that they see us the way that we want to be seen. So let yourself be misunderstood. It is a gift. It's freeing. It's scary, but it's really freeing. And I'm sure that there will continue to be areas that I apply this to. What we have to concern ourselves with is, are we aligned with what God has for us right now? Are we at peace inside of ourselves first? So use those to help guide you forward and release the fear of what other people are thinking about you. Even if they are genuinely thinking about you and misunderstanding you, because there's a chance they aren't even thinking about you, right? But on the chance that they are thinking about you and perceiving you to be something that you're not, and you're tempted to continue to try to defend yourself and change their mind, maybe you can just walk away and know and have that peace with inside yourself. Like we talked about in a recent episode on like things that I don't care about anymore. Like, you don't have to control their opinion, and you can't. How freeing is that when we give ourselves permission to just walk away? All right, put this into action, friends. Apply it to your life. Maybe get still and see where you've been letting this fear have a place in your story and in your life. And tell me, tag me, send me a message. I would love to hear about it. Share this message on, or share this episode rather, on your socials. Take a screenshot and share with your friends what you're learning, and then they can be blessed by it too. Hope you have a great rest of your day, and I'll talk to you soon. Thanks so much for listening to the Abundant Grace Podcast. If this episode was an encouragement to you, or you heard a nugget that you needed, I invite you to share it with a friend. Who else relates and would be blessed by today's episode? And it would help me out so much if you would leave a review for the Abundant Grace Podcast. It makes a world of difference getting this podcast into the ears of other people so that they can be empowered to own their worth too. As always, I would love to hear from you. You can find me hanging out on Instagram, emily.abundantgrace, or you can send me an email at hello@emilyklewis.com. I'm praying for you and cheering you on in your faith and healing. Have a great rest of your day, and remember, there is nothing you can do to add or take away from your worth, and there is nothing you can do that will make God love you more, and nothing you have done that makes God love you any less.